Welcome to Strange Tales from Outer Space! Witness this Wildstar podcast!
Wow. I've been on a Mad Max streak this week. It's been I just also watched the deleted scene, so I'm all like pumped up and ready to go and all fun stuff. Anyway, this is Strange Tales from Outer Space, episode 58. I'm gonna calm down a little bit.
No, you're not.
We are a weekly Wildstar podcast that gives you the news and views from all around the planet Nexus and beyond. My name is Doc, and this week I have with me, as always, my trusty co-host, Scroog.
I'm Krug, I'm hot as fuck.
And Indigo.
Not in the good way, either.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm actually here this week.
Yay! Well, I mean, yeah.
As a bit of a...
This is actually just a hologram, but... Yeah. I mean, that's...
I wish.
As a bit of a forewarning...
It would smell as bad if it was a hologram.
If you're listening to the audio... Yes. And you're listening live, you're going to hear some weird humming in the background or something. You might pick it up once in a while. That is because it is over 110 degrees in California, and I would not like to do a snuff film live on stream.
Well, hold on. There's two comments to that. One, it's currently 71 degrees where I'm at.
Shut
and your eat a big,
it is so
giant
hot.
Bag
it
of dicks.
My air conditioner. That is how hot
it's
it is.
It's so
and
hot.
And the second thing to that is that I'm like 90% sure in snuff films there's sex, and let's be honest here.
Can we change the topic from this to anything else ever?
It's so hot my router has died several times this week, so let's just hope that doesn't happen in the next few hours. Anyway, Krug, how was your week this week?
My week was good, aside from the fact that it is hot, very hot. It is so hot. It is incredibly hot. I have not been this hot for so long that... It is hot.
So you're saying it's hot.
Really hot. What?
You're saying it's hot.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot. Other than that, that's pretty much my week. I've been really hot. I didn't sleep until 3 a.m. 2 days ago because it was so hot. And I was just sweating in bed. Everybody feel sorry for me.
No.
No. No one feels sorry for me.
No, everybody feels sorry for me. Please.
Apparently,
I'll give you a dollar.
Apparently,
I won't do that.
Apparently, you've switched Indigo and I on the live stream. So while we do that, Indigo, how is your week?
Fuck it.
An idiot.
Fuck it. I turned on purpose. YOLO.
My week was good. Tons of work. The last week that I was actually missing, I actually worked a 21-hour day. I worked from 5 a.m. until 2 a.m. the next day. It was a long day. So that was my last Sunday. I've hopped into PTR and I've played around a little bit, which I'm excited. I know we're going to be talking a ton about this week. But the more important thing is that I've been trying to stream a little bit more than usual. And someone that has been watching me play Hearthstone sent me a link, and I'm going to share this link to you. It's the hidden meaning behind Krug's name. Urban Dictionary states that a Krug is a small, annoying little person who talks about unimportant things all day. Or the second one,
internet dweller, a
name you call your best friend because even though they annoy you, you love them.
Oh, fuck you.
It's only something you made just to counteract that one, to make you seem like you're being nice to him.
No joke, this was made February 25th, 2006.
Oh, see? Then it can't be me, because that's before I was born. So,
2006?
Wait, what? Yeah. I'm going to leave that there.
I was born in 2010.
Okay.
Hmm.
Anyways, Doc, what about you? How was your week?
I've had some personal stuff I won't dwell into, so I'm kind of putting all my efforts into this and a few other things. So, it's been a kind of shit-tastic week, and I'll leave it at that. I did get a chance to go on the PTR some more this week, and I'm really enjoying it. I have an itinerary. I have a battle plan after this show that we gotta do. I did see Straight Outta Compton, which made me realize how much 90s hip-hop I actually used to listen to and still do, and how much I actually really like old-school hip-hop. My uncles and cousins used to love that stuff all the time, they play all the time, so I knew all the songs we were playing. Mm-hmm. Even some of the first, when I started hearing stuff like, the diss track that Ice Cube has against N.W.A., it's like, oh yeah, I remember this completely. It's a good movie. Everyone needs to go watch it. That was probably what made me feel a little better this week.
Except for Baz. Baz shouldn't go see that.
Oh yeah, Baz would just have an aneurysm. Rap, rap music. But I also did get the last two box codes I found in like the city of Brea. So I got those, I added them. I ended up getting two Snarflinxes, so I'm debating what to do with the second one.
Well, if you asked the audience, I'm sure they would say, give it to me!
Okay, well, when we go over the Strange Tales of this week, chat, let me know what I should do with this extra Snarflinx mount. And the best answer, we might go with that. Anyway, let's move on for the Strange Tales of this week. We're going to put up a disclaimer because we're dumping back into the PTR, and as a disclaimer, everything we say is subject to change. It may not be here next week. It may not be here when it comes live. So take what we say with a grain of salt. First off, what we noticed, at least I noticed, was the Hollow Crypt no longer talks, which I'm kind of sad about and a little upset.
Nope, happy.
You didn't care about it?
No, what is wrong with you?
Happy.
I think there's even a petition going out saying, please fucking make this guy come back.
I love the Hollow Crypts. I love sardonic humor, and I love kind of dickish humor, and it's never mean to you. It's just, it likes to point out the obvious.
And it's always kind of mean to you.
It's charm. You're so used to getting picked on in real life that you just...
Sometimes it calls me by name. Sometimes it says, wow, Cruz, that was horrible. And I'm just like, what?
Wow, Cruz, you suck. Respawning again? Welcome back home.
I can just like have it hear my, or say my actual name.
I really hope he comes back as an optional thing. People can just ask, simple box, please enable background NPC chatter like the taxi driver and the Hollow Crypt. I personally would like that. That's just me.
I'm with you. You and I are on the same boat, bro.
Yeah. And the housing board, on that note, the housing board is gone. So all those bonuses you would get to dungeons and PvE and PvP, those are all gone now. And I think the reason for that has to be that those bonuses are pretty much rolled into the signature status and to extra pots. So, I mean, we're not missing much there. The renowned vendor's still there, but everything of the board itself is gone.
So you mean that free bonus that you got by going into housing and got to level way, way quicker because of it is now only for people that are subscribed?
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I just wanted to make sure that it was abundantly clear.
Yeah, it's just an observation that might change when it comes alive. But from what I noticed, that was the case. So we got some heads up from Chestnut from Black Dagger Society. If you are a crafter, and Q times,
I don't know if you know that.
If you're a crafter, get ready to cringe. Because currently on PTR, all of your crafting tree is just reset completely. At first, we assumed when she talked about it, it was going to be like, oh, no, you're reset back to zero. We were like, what? And she was like, oh, wait, let me check. It's like, no, the experience you still have is there if you copied over a character. But the actual like trees itself and the bonuses you got, they got reset. So
it's really easy to put those back
in. Yeah, it's more of an inconvenience than anything else. Cooking wasn't touched, though. It was just crafting, like tailoring and weaponsmithing.
I wonder if the bonuses that you get are slightly changed.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I mean, and so they're giving you a free option of being able to change them because the stats that they're changing may affect how you want to do it. There's no rebuy on stats for crafting, or am I crazy?
I think there's a cooldown.
I don't remember, but there's more to crafting.
I've never done it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
I never got high enough to really give you confirmation either, unfortunately. I kind of stopped once I got to expert, and I was like, you know what? I was doing technologists at the point when technologists weren't useful at all, and it kind of kept me away from the rest of it since I've been focusing on other things in the game. But from what we were also told was you can actually buy Datascape and GA recipes when you obviously complete the requirements for them. You can buy them from crafting vendors with vouchers. So that was cool. And Clover in chat says coordinate crafting was untouched as well. She can confirm because she's an architect on PTR.
Can confirm, am architect.
Yep. Another odd choice we noticed was the attunement key has been changed on PTR. The attunement key now just costs plain gold instead of elder gems.
And not like gold, is it gold? Like, just I can randomly farm this, or is this I have to pay? Like, is it end coin kind of thing?
So no, prices are current to change. Prices are subject to change, but it's currently on the PTR 8 gold. It's cheap as dirt.
Nothing.
It's like three. Nothing. It's like 10 quests
at
most.
Nothing.
I drop 8 gold like every time I take a step.
I thought you were going to say something else. So yeah, One trip to the vendor and you got 8 gold and you can
Let's just leave it at that.
I think that was an awesome change because I think there's so much to do with Elder Gems when you first hit 50. Like, there's so much stuff you need to buy, amp points and ability points, all this other stuff you need to do. That keeping the attunement key, which is the next step in your progression, a little easier to get and not wasting or having you decide between like character specific things that you have to do or starting the next part of your progression. Really smart.
The other thing is I believe the last conversation that Carbine had with us, which was not us specifically, but like stream, was that they were trying to convert Elder Gems more into thank you points for like, thank you for playing. Like, the things that you get for them are helpful and nice, but not required. And they're like, but you still have to spend Elder Gems to get your key to raid.
It seems like Elder Gems are kind of frivolous and extraneous now in the scape of all the other currencies. What they get, I don't know. I'm going to take a sip from my new Wildstar cup real fast.
What?
Offensive. For those of you listening to the audio podcast, he took a sip out of a World of Warcraft cup.
World of Warcraft. It would have been really funny if you had Wildstar
off the World of Warcraft with a like a red Sharpie and written.
I got him a while ago, so I was like, I need something. Just hold a big old cup of water, and I'm like, oh,
you're embarrassing us, Doc.
World of Warcraft Wildstar is the next expansion. We already know this. Okay, so here's something new that people may not have seen. In fact, I'm fairly certain a lot of people haven't seen on the PTR or live. So we're going to say thank you real fast to these people. Princess Shugli, Brewmaster Brutkrieg, Mayor Dasmus, and CRB Cadium. Because they found out something nice. That discoveries, what you see in the world, is like cracks of land you can interact with and get like a chest of random trade skill item or whatever. They're now more valuable. So you used to get random bags that would give you like a rune maybe, or if you're lucky a rune, or you'd get trade skill bags, or you'd get a buff station, kind of like a settler depot.
Yeah.
They now have the ability to randomly drop costume pieces and pets. And it's per zone. So there'll be costume pieces and pets that are exclusive to the zone itself, not so much to discovery nodes in general. So that's kind of cool. We actually have an album that Dasmus showed us, and he said it's not complete. So keep that in mind. That also might change. It might pull it out. Right now, they've gone through, what's it called? They went through Thade. They went through Galarass. They went through Algarok, so this is all Exile side so far. He went through Farside, which is a neutral area. They went through, White Vale, and I think that's about it. He started going through Wilderun, but he said Wilderun so far has just the most dense area of mobs and quests that it's really hard to go through. And Crimson Battlelands, and he went through the Defile. So he's found stuff like corrupted pets, he's found costume pieces like a barbarian set. It's kind of cool. It's not complete, there's still more to it, people can always find it, but Ameridos Moose, Princess Shugli, Brewmaster Brutkrieg, and CRB Cadium, thanks for showing us something cool. And I'm going to go right on to the next one because it's also cool. There is a new world boss in the game.
What?
So anybody who did world boss parts of the attunement knows that one of the possible bosses was Doomthorn in Galarass. He's kind of a giant stem dragon and he's not very interesting. He's kind of a pushover every time I've had to kill him. That's just me though. Have you guys had a chance to kill him more than once?
Just once.
Well, what they did was, in PTR, I hope this makes it to live, and I'm pretty sure it's going to, there is a new world boss in Galarass. He's right where all of the Falkrin are in the Stormwing Retreat or something like that, and his name is King Plush. You run your way through the Stormwind area, up the mountain and everything else, where everything happens. You find yourself, jump on a random tornado. We're actually going to go show you afterwards, after the show, if you're with us in chat. And you find a bunch of Falkrin that are guarding or they're executing plush animals.
It's freaking hilarious.
It looks like they're executing them. It does not look like these are guards
and,
by any
sense. And they're strewn, and the plush animals are just strewn about all over this area. And it's King Plush's roost or King Plush's throne. The video that Wildweave showed us does not have King Plush himself. He wasn't up when he tried it. And I actually went there earlier today to try to confirm with the picture that he was not up. I tried to summon him, but you need at least 3 people to take on the mobs that are out there. So they're pretty brutal. I was able to get through a group of 4 before I finally just died. And I'm like, this is going to take way too long. They're right. you can solo them. No problem. They're going to kind of push your mechanics because they're made to be harder than primes.
Yeah.
And you're going to barely scrape by. And I think even Wildweave in this video didn't get it. He like took a group of 4 as an Esper and was killed. So
that's rough.
But you get a group of 20, and you're just going to steamroll through that area. You can easily with the minimum group of 3. Just good luck facing King Plush. So we're going to hopefully find that. Another little fun bit that people found out about housing in PTR is that housing guards can now be resized. And it's kind of funny.
I love this so much. This is my favorite.
They're essentially being treated as a decor item, a living, breathing NPC decor item. So they'll move around. They have their static animation, but they can be resized to just a minuscule amount. Or you could have Attack of the 50-Foot Chula just rampaging through your plot. That needs to happen.
Just this saying. Is so funny to look at. This is like my favorite picture. Also, look at that. Look at that floor. It's so flat.
it's pretty awesome.
Baby,
nothing is poking through. I love it.
It's great.
Well, little rocks, but whatever.
And I'm gonna let Indigo take over this next bullet point while I bring up a file into the Google Notes of something that was also just shown. So Indigo, can you go to the next part right here?
What you're asking me?
Yes.
Oh, I feel so loved. Thank you. Well, the next piece, some of you lucky fans may have gotten an email stating that closed beta testing is commencing.
Woo! Well, I don't know why this is exciting. It's just...
I mean, beta. I didn't get the email, but some of you may have gotten the email.
Well, all three of us already got our PTR invite already. Those of you who are waiting, yes, finally, you're starting to get them.
I technically have not. I've never received an email or anything.
You just signed in.
I just signed in, yeah. So I don't know, maybe I'm on a different PTR than everybody else.
No joke. I'm in the same book as you. Everyone just said, oh my God, PTR's up, and we went on to PTR. I think it's more referring to like people that aren't currently playing. They're sending invites out saying, I think.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think that would make sense. Why would we? I mean, this is the kind of a conversation we had before, which is like, oh my God, we're going to do closed beta. Like, I hope I can get in. And then we kind of were like, well, that's stupid. We better get in. We're currently subbed and we can get on to PTR. Like, so I think they're just
because
more people that are outside to come in.
Right. And the idea behind it is if you're currently subbed, you are guaranteed access. So yeah. I'm pretty sure that.
Yes. They're starting to roll it out in waves.
Send emails at people that are already subbed. I think everybody that's subbed can access it, like, hands down. Because I didn't get any kind of notification about anything. And I was just signed in and it worked. So, whatever. Yeah. Cool. I'm okay with it. So, as long as I can get in.
The next thing I thought was, like, the coolest out of all of it is the brand new Wildstar trailer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, completely different art style. I don't know if you guys noticed
that. Feels kind of like, Borderlands-y.
Right? Like,
do we want to... It wasn't even just a different art style. It was a different, like, vibe that it gave off. And honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest, it felt a little douchey.
It felt a little like...
It had some swagger in it.
Explosion movie trailer where it was just like, in a world where so-and-so has to so-and-so, so-and-so also so-and-so. And you're just like, dude, come on.
Wait. And then it just goes, bom, coming for you to play. Wildstar. Close beta now.
I would have not stopped laughing if they used the Inception sound. Oh my God, that would be the best. Do we want to watch it? Can we watch
it? I say play it in a little bit. It's a 40-second clip. It's not a big deal.
It's not that long.
Pretty fun. Everyone in chat's probably already seen it. And if you have friends that are looking to get into Wildstar, show them this show. Show them this link. They're probably interested. There's a lot of buzz about the game again because people are starting to get into the PTR. And people are like, hey, they're actually fixing stuff we're having issues with. And it looks kind of cool. To go with the closed beta stuff, the official forums are up for closed beta testing. The subreddit has a thread. And as a heads up, the free trial, the 10-day free trial, is down. So unfortunately, while they're transitioning to PTR, said friends just kind of have to sign up for beta, wait for their email, and then wait until we finally go into it, or they reinstate the 10-day free trial because it's just not available anymore. They also did do a live stream with Donatelli and who else was there? It was Donatelli. No, I'm not saying Donatelli. Pappy, Sunshine. Oh my God. Bardic. Bardic? Was it Bardic? On the live stream? I believe it was. And they kind of went through the PTR introduction as a new character, new to the thing. And they kind of showed off some of the changes. We got to see Pappy's Chua because it honestly, you can just watch him when he actually decides, yes, I'm going to roll a Chua. And just the pain in his every fiber of his being just breaks a little inside. He's like, I have to go Dominion for this.
It wasn't every fiber of his being breaking. It was him slowly going insane and like becoming the mad scientist that embodies Chua. He's must not kill person sitting next to
so,
me for organs.
I wanted to touch on what Krug said a little bit more about like how he felt that it was a little douchey. The problem I have, I don't really care about like that. The problem I have is that the previous trailers were like gameplay footage. You know what I mean? And this is completely a rendered trailer. Like right. you never watch a character push open doors like that. Like,
You don't have your graphics settings turned up high.
Oh,
enough.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's actually what the game looks like if you turn your graphics setting up to full.
It's pretty awesome. Even my shitty laptop is like pulling up to full, and I'm like, it looks about right. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my issue with it is that it's not the game. We're not watching a trailer for the game. Like, I don't think there's any actual gameplay footage in this trailer. And maybe that's what they're trying to do. Just, I don't know. Just that's the problem I had. I didn't get a generic feeling like the gun going out, the bullet coming out of it, super slow-mo speed. Like, whatever. I don't care. They're just trying to hype up the game. But that's not the game. That's not the game. But anyways.
So, quick pause. We're going to cut this part of the audio, and everybody can still hear us. The screen did freeze. We're trying to get it back as soon as possible. So, just bear with us for a moment.
Can people still hear us? How do you know that?
We don't know. Old man Boog, Doc kicked the cord with his big old feet. That's pretty true.
And it's back, I guess?
I want to say? I don't even know. I'm just going to...
I just saw it come up.
Let's keep going. So, the basic gist of all of this is... Tell your friends to sign up for beta. If you haven't gotten an email yet, maybe try signing up already. I mean, Indigo and Krug did just download it and just logged right in and had no problem. Let's go break some shit. So
yeah, seriously.
I'm going to refresh my stream while we do this. And two more interesting articles of note for the Strange Tales from the Community this week. Or sorry, of the week. Nothing new, really, with the live streaming with this next piece because Donatelli gave an interview at Gamescom. So this is more for people that didn't quite know about the game or are interested for it. If you've been listening to Strange Tales or Wildcast or Geeks of Nexus, you're really not going to hear anything super new. They basically got a chance to get a hold of Donatelli while he was out there giving away free t-shirts that he hasn't given to us yet, just saying. And he went over free-to-play. He went over what their goal was. He went over he was very frank. That's the fun part, at least about Donatelli, is that he doesn't have... bravado when he's talking about the game. He's very blunt and honest about it, and he's not above saying we needed it because of X, Y, and Z as a company and as a game and as a community. He's super cool about just being, look, this is to help players out, we're really here for them. It's kind of changed from the mentality of when Gaffney was like, at least I thought Gaffney was full of swagger. That was just me, and I've never been a big fan of people who talked a huge game and the backup wasn't for it. And I've met Donatelli in person, and what you see at this Gamescom interview is how he talks to everybody. He's very super polite, and he's super engaged. He's as knowledgeable as he can be, and it's a fun conversation with him, and he's just honest about it completely. So show this video.
He even laughs at the interviewer's like really, really bad jokes.
Yeah. And he doesn't do it to like, I'll pander to you. He's like, it's kind of funny even for being really bad. But yeah, show this video to people who are interested in the game. Show us people who are interested in the game. Show all this closed beta testing stuff to people that are interested in the game. Give it a shot.
Hey, Doc, I'm going to call you out on something, but I want you to know that I'm very proud of you for doing it.
Yeah, sure.
You have commented twice to show new players our podcast, and I just want you to know I appreciate that.
Without saying that it sucks.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, they'll learn that on their own. I mean, once they've actually listened to us, they're like, well, I could do better than that.
And now you're back to normal. So close.
I did want to point out, we'll go over this one last article, and it kind of goes into the humor we're talking about with Donatelli. MMOGames.com has an article which you should also show your friends about, and it tells you, you know, why it's worth it to come back to WildStar. And if you're an existing player or returning player, it's fun on its own just to read it. They're very tongue-in-cheek. They love to point out the obvious of this game and the problems it has. I'm just pointing out, just, you know, it's really cool. We're getting all sorts of awesome updates and about WildStar.
I hate you.
I didn't put this in the show notes, so I do apologize for this next bit. I totally forgot and spaced out. It kind of goes into the community, so it's a little bit of a bridge. someone was asking about Alpha Sanctum on the subreddit. So someone's like, oh, you know, is it worth it? What is it about? And I had the chance to go into Alpha Sanctum on PTR on my level 50. Obviously, you steamroll it. It's not a huge deal. Someone asks, you know, is it worth it? What is it about? For those of you that don't know and didn't see the videos, Alpha Sanctum is a level 15 quest. It's just like the main story quest you get at 35. In fact, it's the very first one you get. It is the introduction to the main Nexus storyline, where you end up working, or you end up not working, you end up talking to what looks like, is it a Pell or is it a Lumini? I forget which creature it is. But he abducts your, it's hard to tell, for the Exiles it was Rhoda Wellspring, which is the lead of the XAS. And I believe for the Dominion it is, I want to say Artemis Zim, but I'm not sure. And you have to go back out there and save him through a mysterious portal. And you get background information, if you're a lore nerd, you're going to love this, on the different factions that created the Nexus Project. And you get a little bit of background on the Primal Energies, so you kind of see everyone talking about Primal Life and Primal Water. What the crap does this all mean? So, if you're a lore fan, you get your first glimpse into the story. If you're like Indigo, it's a simple, and it's not a knock on Indigo, if you just don't really mind, you just want to go through it and get experience and get cool gear.
Kill shit.
Yeah. It's a simple, fun romp. It's not as difficult. It's just the same difficulty style level as the like the 35 and 40, all the Drusera quests. And someone shows up in the middle or at the end of it to kind of tell you this is just the beginning. So
this is just the beginning.
Yeah, this is just literally. It's like that's what you said. It's like it's just the beginning. So that's pretty much it for the Strange Tales of this week, and we're gonna go into the Strange Tales from the community. Welcome, and we'll talk about the strange tales from the community. What? I like to say welcome a lot.
I like
being inviting to people.
Yeah, but
people are going to know it's a cut.
They're going to know it's a cut when... Whatever, fine.
Does anybody want to know what it was like before we live-streamed this show?
It's kind of exactly like this. It
was exactly like this, except for it happened way more frequently, because we'd be really picky about what we cut and what we didn't cut. And so basically... Basically, it would just be like, oh, I stumbled over my words. Let's cut. And then Doc would be like, all right, let's start again. Welcome. And we'd be like, no, what are you doing with the welcoming? It doesn't need to be.
It's a throwback episode.
Yep. It was good. And that's why we had a blooper reel, because it was super easy.
And now you get to see all of our dirty laundry aired out.
And now you get to see all the bloopers live as they happen.
So
you know that we don't make them up.
So first and foremost, we want to give a congratulations to Behalter from Wildcast. One, he is a married man.
Woo!
So congratulations, Behalter. Seriously. Awesome, man. And we say that because Wildcast has a new episode out this week where he's back from his honeymoon / vacation. And they're not alone. Mayor Dasbus actually showed up as well. And he came in and they joked around, had some fun. He got to explain a little bit of some of the other stuff that PTR was showing us. It was really cool. If you have a chance, go listen to it. There's some extra stuff that we didn't get a chance to cover on STOS, and they do a great job covering as well. So, and also, if you have a chance, go to twitter.com, go to @simplypete, and we'll give him a well wish. He's a great guy. He deserves it. It's pretty awesome. The next bit is another new podcast out. The Geeks of Nexus has a brand new episode where they also kind of go through PTR and give their thoughts on the free-to-play transition as well. So, I mean, it's kind of like just giving our shout-out of love to our other podcast brethren. The next little bit is cosplay, actually. We don't talk about it a whole lot. And when it...
I mean, just a couple episodes ago, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah. Well, we're starting to see more and more people go into the cosplay. I mean, we've seen some pretty awesome ones from, like, Jessica Negri and then Minana and Kumi. We found out recently, I think it was Minana is Isinia's girlfriend. Or yeah, that's right. That's the way, yeah. Anyway, Minana and Kumi...
What the fuck was
that? I had a brain fart. I was like, wait, is that... The title and association, is that how that works? This is cut out before in the past. Anyway, Minana and Kumi give us a walkthrough tutorial, or I guess a walkthrough more accurately, of how they did the Bellwalker makeup for the Bellwalker cosplay. It's a nice little time lapse, and if you didn't know, Minana and Kumi also the group that made the Anniversary Rouse Dower that we showed off a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes an appearance in this video, so that's kind of cool. As a random aside, speaking of more lore stuff, hey Pappy, can you explain this picture we're gonna put up in a little bit? For those of you that don't know, I want to see him Lormageddon this shit right here. What happened to the freaking toes?
Yeah,
of the most disgusting class in this game. Or race.
What's going on with this? I don't understand.
This is us being super nitpicky. It's just funny. Someone on the subreddit's like, wait, what? Did toe? Missing toe? Aren't female males have missing toes? It makes no sense. And I want to see Pappy lore his way out of that one. Just, I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, you see, Doc, as a part of the Orin mating ritual,
they cut each other's toes off.
Specifically, the male cuts the female's toes off.
And then they eat it.
Yeah. We went to the same place.
Another reason why I hate this race. They're just nasty. Nasty, nasty people. Nasty things. Anyway. Moving on.
Please, yes and thank you.
Oh, we are blazing through all of this shit this week. I do apologize, but man.
Did you have coffee? No, I'm just trying to.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah, no, really what's going on is there's a lot of stuff happening this week, but not a whole lot to comment on and give opinions on. It's kind of just a bullet point of everything.
We should be live now.
We should be live?
It's okay. As long as we don't use Comic Sans for any of our text, we'll be fine.
So you're saying the next time I make a UI, it's all Comic Sans?
Yep. It's just made out of Comic Sans characters. Are we live?
Are we? It's reloading.
I see our faces. I see our beautiful, beautiful faces.
Well, I see my beautiful face, and I see your two ugly faces.
That's because he's just too busy looking into it with his beautiful eyes. Aww.
You scared me for a sec, because I thought you were going to say that you can only see your face and not your eyes. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
So we do apologize for that interruption. Everything on our end was fine. Twitch is just not wanting to work with us.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It might be something on my end that I just can't find, but I really don't know what's going on. So
apologies for that. And
Stride.
I don't know where we left off last, so I'm gonna go right back to the beginning of the image you see on the screen. So on August 24th from 1 p.m. Eastern to 4 p.m. Eastern, and then from 9 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m. Eastern, Lords of the Dead and Keepers of the Keg are setting up a free PvP event. Well, they say free. All you have to do is get a max level character on the PTR, go to your faction's home city, and then ask about it in event chat or zone chat. They're going to try and get everybody put together, put them in teams, and then just start trying to break it and see what the stats will do when you're putting in an arena setting and what they also do and how maybe there's... They'll get early information on, you know, what stats may be more useful in arenas and in battlegrounds. So we do kind of joke around and be like, oh, we have to set up our own PvP for ourselves. Oh, yay. It sucks. But if it helps us with a better game and a better time, people that are playing with us, then I say it's worth it, personally. I'm going to personally try to get in on the 9 to 12 block if I can stay awake that long. Oh, wait, no, it's Eastern, so it's like 6, so... Yeah, I'm trying to make it there. But
yeah, dude, that's like right when we get off work. Although I'm not sure if we have to be there right at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. Eastern, or if we can like come at like 10 p.m. Eastern and still get into the rest of it. I don't know how they're handling people that show up after the start, but hopefully they'll have enough room for me when I come, because I'm definitely going to try to get in on that because
interesting.
I want to test.
Interesting note, time travel in chat says, interesting note, where to go? Arena matches have been growing an average number per day since most of 1.3.0. So within the last drop or two, they've actually been growing on average.
Release.
So that's actually pretty cool. I think that's awesome. People are like, oh, PvP is dead in this game. And yeah, it's kind of dead on Warhound, but at least it's still active in arenas.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I had to.
You had to go
I love there. This game, but I'm not gonna ignore the obvious.
No. Hey, and we're not telling you that you have to be that guy, but, you know, you're just being that guy.
Anyway, let's keep moving on. Idestinia came back this week and showed off a brand new housing plot from an awesome player on Jabbit EU. Captain Barracuda showed off his awesome space angler spaceship. And it's not like everybody else, where they'll kind of, like, make a spaceship, and then, why are you guys giving that weird look?
This is what I look
at. I don't know what you're talking about.
You, like, halfway through my talk. Anyway, whatever. This show is so fucking weird. Anyway, Captain Barracuda Space Angler plot. It's not like other plots where it's just, oh, a spaceship is in there and you can go inside it. The plot is the spaceship. The moment you get onto Captain Barracuda's plot, you're inside the Space Angler, and it's freaking massive. I instantly started thinking of what's the name of the ship from Futurama? One with Kip and Zap Brannigan. Remember the name of it?
Hoverboard. Oh, Death Star. Millennium Falcon.
All of those, yes.
Firefly.
Well, actually, I was going to say, it kind of felt like a cross between that, and then if you go into the lower levels, it has a very Firefly kind of vibe. If you have a chance and you're on EU, definitely go check it out. I don't know if we have the video for it, but we'll put it in the show notes as well to come check it out. Mm-hmm. We also have two more items to talk out for the rest of this week before we go into post-show and some awesome fun stuff. First off, wow, I blanked on your name. Doom Kitty! What happened to me there? She's like, hey.
You had a stroke, just stop. Probably. Just stop doing the show now.
You know what? And
thank you for coming to Strange Tales from Outer Space. We're so hot that we can't do a podcast.
No, I blame Twitch for this one. So Doom Kitty and I'm totally Twitch.tv. That's just your fault. Twitch, you know, whatever. Doom Kitty and Moose gave us an album, and they said, "Hey, Nexus Best Dress just happened. We have a few of the winners. It was from last night as of the recording of this podcast." So the color theme, the winner for that one was Kyoko Longtail. We're going to show you pictures of some of the participants. Best RP costume was Rylang. Best cosplay was the Archangel Tyriel from Diablo. Someone straight up created this armor set. It's pretty sweet. We've always said it, just the imagination is astounding. In the lightning round, we found that Kyoko Windtail, the Almighty Tallis, and Grimmy Ghost were winners. We didn't have any... what are they called? Wow.
Wow. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Shoot me now, please. Just put me out of my goddamn misery.
Look, we can't win them all right? Sometimes shit like this happens.
Usa. I'm sure. Categories. We didn't get any categories.
Oh.
So we can't tell you what these three people won.
Looking for the whole time.
It's categories? This is just one of those days, man. One of those shows where you're pumped to get in and just fucking wreck it, and all of a sudden Murphy's Law decided to just take a giant punch you right in the face.
Yep.
So, and then best overall winner was the Ruby Shale Slide. So congratulations to all of those winners. Please keep an ear out, and we'll let you know if there's another Nexus Best Dressed event coming out soon, and we can tell you all about that.
Yeah, they happen pretty frequently. I think it's the most like consistently recurring event in WildStar, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I wanted to do one more note before we kind of talk a little more about PTR and give us our thoughts on it and everything else. This is a really late addition, so I do apologize to Indigo and Krug. You couldn't quite test this because it was literally in the last 24 hours when I did this.
But wait, hold on. I just have a GIF for it. So we can just watch the GIF and judge whether it's good or not.
Honestly, you can get a great... a great idea from this add-on, from this GIF. It's a neat greed pass on a add-on called Disco Telegraphs. I found this out from Wildcast, listening to it, and Behalter's like, hey, check this out. It's quite simply this. It'll turn all of your enemy telegraphs into a flash, just a flash of light, and just epileptic seizure of color. It's super simple. You just install it, and then let it go. You can adjust the amount of the colors that flash. I believe you can even adjust the colors that are in there. I didn't play around with that aspect. I wanted to see what it was like in and out of the box.
Dude.
I instantly fell in love with this add-on.
Indigo did it too, apparently. Love at first sight, judging by his face.
No.
Well, okay, so my issue with the telegraph coloring is, one, I love the telegraph coloring. But the problem I have is that sometimes it matches the exact same color as the floor. And this is awesome.
Yeah, and I'm constantly...
Yeah, it does have some kind of, like, tactical usefulness to it, in the sense that, like, yeah, I can pick blue for my telegraph color, but sometimes the floor will be more blue than it is red, and so that I won't be able to see it.
So people have been debating...
instead of, like, switching your telegraph color every time you get into a new zone to, like, contrast the floor, which is dumb, just put this on, it'll always contrast the floor eventually.
So people have been debating on, you know, what's the best way to make sure enemy telegraphs are always popping out, because you have so many different floor colors. I mean, in Wild Tiki, you've got browns and greens and blues and grays. In the Defile, it's all purple. In Datascape, you've got greens and like grays and blacks going on. So everyone's been kind of saying, oh no, white is better than that, but it won't show up in Wilderun. White Veil, or it could be orange. It'll show perfectly in the stream, but nowhere else really. What about pink? And so Disco Telegraphs just gets away with all that and just goes, it's an enemy telegraph, run for your life, or stop it or kill it.
That's really what it sounds like. If those telegraphs could talk, they'd be saying,
It doesn't change your graphs. It changes your enemy graphs. So it works for PvP battlegrounds, and it works for PvE and stuff. So Behalter says he's been using it for raids, and he loves it. And I know people in chat are like, no, you got try to use pink, try to use that one. I think to Disco Telegraphs, if your computer isn't going to go give you an epileptic seizure, or it's not going to slow down to a crawl because of the flash, the fast-moving colors, then I say that this is the one you got to pick up. The author does say he tried to make it as tiny as possible of an impact on your resources. At most, it's like a 0.3 or something like that difference in battle on your it's like a frame or two difference in battle on your frames a second. So it's very minimal impacting. And even I tried a whole round of daily levels with it or quests. I didn't notice a change at my frames at all. So
yeah, I don't know how they process the like telegraphs. I don't know if that's client side or server side. I have no like don't have enough knowledge to guess. So this might be really good for like client performance. Like I won't notice an impact, but maybe if a whole bunch of people start to use it, it'll have a similar effect to the costume switcher
that's
thing.
That's what I'm a little afraid of.
Me too.
But here's
so.
Well, except for we know for a fact that the costume changer, everyone sees the costume changer. This, you only personally see this.
That's true. But and it would, yeah, you're actually probably right. It would make sense for colors for the telegraphs to be only client side, but the actual telegraphs to be server side. I don't know.
So what I did notice,
time travels in chat.
So what I did notice
is on his client side. Yes.
Yeah. So it shouldn't.
Time travel confirms.
So it's pretty awesome. It doesn't have almost no impact on your gameplay and your frames a second. So we were afraid about that, but that's fine. One thing to keep in mind, if you are very photosensitive, right out the box, this thing just slaps you in the face with an explosion of color. You can change the opacity, you can change the line opacity, so if you're sensitive to that, please do that. That being said, if I'm going to give a need, a greed, or a pass to Disco Telegraphs, I'm just giving it a straight-out need. And
Dude, I haven't even tried it, and I'm giving it a need.
Now, the reason I say need is I have no problem changing the telegraphs on my colors, and I like that. It's fun to play around with the telegraphs. But this, I don't care if it never makes it as a live staple. Having this add-on makes one encounter is actually pretty fun. You're like, oh, okay, I'm leveling. Holy crap, get the hell out of there! Or holy crap, interrupt that! But on top of that, it's obvious. You now have very little reason to say, oh, I didn't see a telegraph. I can't get out of there. Yeah, If you didn't see, you got other issues. It'll make fights like, say, Storm Talon much easier. It'll make leveling actually a little more fun. It was enjoyably fun using Disco Telegraphs, just doing daily grind quests, not gonna lie.
I just thought of the final boss of Storm Town, where he like does the whole area effect except for around a single circle. Your screen is just gonna
so change the opacity. It's just gonna be wubs everywhere. It's like so so Disco Telegraphs, it's on curse. Myself from Doc and STOS, I definitely give it a need on need greed and pass. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit. So Baz says, is your bad and can't see telegraphs? No, I want ease of playing. If Disco Telegraphs makes my playing easier, and I can easily see, you know, get the hell out of there, then that's all I need. Doesn't make it any bad, it just makes it obvious. It's just like deadly boss mods with World of Warcraft. It's coming in 3, 2, 1, get the fuck out of there.
There are tons of mods specifically made for like certain encounters that you know are just quality of life improvements for that encounter. Like, oh, this warning isn't loud enough or something. Let's put like a big flashing thing on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's not stuff that's like changing your skill. It's just making it a little easier to see stuff you're supposed to be able to see. So I argue that it's just quality of life more than it is, you know, hack source.
So I know we didn't have Indigo on for this, so I'm going to go back to kind of what we were talking about last week. What do you guys feel about PTR so far? And while we talk about this, Indigo or Krug, there's an image on our show notes that needs to be shown. And I'm just going to simply leave it at that. And it's pretty obvious when you'll see it. Just leave that there. And just we'll talk about PTR while we're showing this. So, Indigo, what do you think so far about PTR?
Loving it. Quality of life. Huge quality of life increase. It's actually getting me excited to go onto PTR because I like I said last time I was on, I think I've been having trouble logging on to WildStar because I know this huge change is happening. So I'm finding myself logging onto PTR more than I'm logging onto Live because there's a lot of really awesome stuff in there, and I'm really, really excited for the free-to-play people to come in and see what WildStar has. And I swear I've said this, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong. The PTR game is the game this game deserves. Like, does that make sense?
It feels like a reboot.
Yeah, it really does. Like, it feels like a completely different game.
And we're not the only ones that have been saying that. Everyone that's been kind of reporting on it has been kind of saying, yeah, it's not a brand new game, but it feels like the game that should have been released.
Yeah.
We've said that a couple times, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a testament to the team so far and what the work they've been putting in. Even Baz, this morning, we were talking to him about it, and he's like, I got nothing to complain about yet. I'm like, no, give it time.
You'll find something. Which is crazy to me, because he can find something to complain about. You know, someone could hand him a bar of gold, and he would just be like, but it's chipped! What the hell is going on with this?
Why does he sound like that?
Like it's from Jersey. But it's chipped! What the hell?
What
up with the crap?
He may or may not look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm just saying.
We love you, Baz, but it's true. But I will say this. It's a lot of the old cracks that have been filled, but there are new cracks that'll be forming once we really get it to live and everyone puts it through its paces. Yep, and definitely. Obviously there's concern, and I still am concerned about the end coin stuff, primarily what's the transaction equivalent, because they're going to right now on PTR, if you can find a CRB player, they'll talk to you. Like, they'll straight up whisper you. It doesn't matter if you're a player that's known or not. People have been saying, oh yeah, no, Cadium or Volti or whoever is on PTR will just whisper me. Hey man, how's it going? How do you like about PTR? What are your thoughts on this? And people have been saying, yeah, we're leveling with them. We're discovering things with them. And we want to test out the cash shop. That's their big thing right now. They want to test out the cash shop. So they're giving Endcoin essentially. And obviously it's not real money at the moment. It's just sure. a game currency.
Temporary currency.
Yeah.
Wait. So I can't use my money on PTR in the real game?
So wait, this is what's happening right now. Right now we're in phase one of PTR. Endcoin, you cannot buy any. You're basically just given Endcoin. They want you to test out the cash shop. When they enter phase two of PTR, when they announce that, I don't have any word on when that's coming up, they are actually going to let you purchase Endcoin. So everyone just kind of has Endcoin right now on PTR, but we can't acquire any, so you don't know what the exchange rate is. So it's kind of like Time Travel says right now, it's PTR coin effectively.
They do call it PTR coin.
Yeah, and once you get to phase two, we'll actually be able to straight up buy it. And what we've been told so far is that when phase two hits and when you do buy the PTR and Endcoin, whatever you buy on PTR will be refunded to you as Endcoin when you get to live. It's not what...
You're just going to get your coins back.
Yeah, you're getting your coins back.
Stuff is going to transfer over. It's going to track how much you spend and then give you that back.
Yes. So you can spend it on PTR, and then once live comes, you're going to get all that back. So if you end up getting like 200 Endcoin on PTR, the money you spent, your own money, once live hits and the transition hits, Carbine will have that record, and they'll be like, look, there you go. Here's 200 coins you spent. Here's your money, buddy. Have fun. So,
yeah, that was
not. They're not going to give you real money back.
No, they're giving you
money, buddy. I really like that.
Here's your funny money, buddy. Money buddy. Yeah. Just go and what's spend wrong it. With you? It was just fun. It's like a little tongue twister. So it's been really good. Have you put that image up yet? Because I can't wait to see people say.
No, I'm waiting for you. I have it ready to go.
I say you put it up because we're going to start going into this last little bit.
All right.
So we're getting into the end point. I'm not going to say a single word on what you're about to see. I'm just going to leave it there because I want to see the reactions.
Boom!
We still have one more week, if you're listening to this on the audio, to go to qtimes.com/giveaway. And you can sign up for the Gamescom codes for the Fancy Pants jacket for NA and EU. We have two NA codes. We have two EU codes. They were provided for us from WildStar Core.
Thank you, WildStar Core.
Thank you, WildStar Core. Again, we have one more week on that giveaway. So if you have a chance, you're listening to it, we'll be tweeting out as well. Go to qtimes.com/giveaway. You can sign up for NA code or EU code. As a case in point, if you work for a Q Times, or not work, if you contribute to Q Times, you cannot be eligible for this. People have tried to...
Baz.
Every fucking time we have a giveaway. Every single time.
I may have entered into one of them in the past. Not gonna lie.
Somebody has to be like, oh, I signed up for the thing, and I'm just like, no.
I also may have told Baz a technicality that he could. I'm just gonna leave it there. Anyway,
no.
Are we doing anything else for giveaway soon or this week or something?
Well, this week we're actually going to give away a T-shirt on the stream, right? Meow.
Right, meow?
Because we managed to hit 200 followers on Twitter this
week.
Hey! Woo! Yeah, so we're going to give away a T-shirt. Doc, I believe you have two different sizes.
They're in my closet right now in a bag that I got from E3 back in May. I have a large and an extra large, I believe. I think two extra larges. So if you wear a medium or a small, I do apologize. It's all they had left that I was able to get.
Here's a dress.
Yeah. You could probably do like some cool crafting things like they do on fucking Etsy or something. I don't know. It's pretty awesome. But we are going to do what to give away that shirt, Indigo?
You just have to be in the chat right now.
Yep. Oh, what?
You just have to be in the chat.
All you have to be is in the chat, and I believe Krug has it set up. Krug will roll a. Are we going to do a hashtag, or do you just want to do a random roll?
Well, how about we do the random roll? How about we do this?
No, we don't need to do hashtag or anything. Just
We're gonna send this to the post show. So, for Strange Tales from Outer Space, episode 58. Thank you for our continued interruption. We were still open during construction. My name is Doc. You can find me on Twitter at DocQT. I have with me every week, as always, Krug. Where can we find you?
You can find me at KrugQT on Twitter. You can also find me at my email, which is krug@qtimes.com. Feel free to email me and get in touch about anything you want to talk about, whether it's for funsies or for worksies. Doesn't matter to meesies. And that's about it.
And Indigo.
Have a good rest of your week. Don't die of heat stroke.
You're so gross.
You're so dumb.
And Indigo, how? Sign us off there. You can find us at find you at.
You can find me at IndigoJonesQT on Twitter. You can also email me at indigo@qtimes.com. We want content creators. We want you. So if you create any form of content, audio, video, or podcast, two of those are audio, video, or articles. We want you. We want you Scrub. To join us. So hit me up with an email, and we can talk about it. But those are the places you can find me. You can also find the entire team at stos@qtimes.com, and it will hit all three of us, and someone will reply and probably not add the other two people on there.
We do apologize.
Because Indigo does that on a regular basis. Even though at work, he replies all to every email all the time.
We do apologize if we're a little late getting back to you, but we will get back to you. As for that, episode 58, we'll catch you guys next week, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Bye.
And that's the audio.
Wow,
this week fucking A with
technical
Twitch.
Difficulties.
Off the ass. Oh yeah, that picture everyone just saw. That picture everyone just saw, that was a multi-class warrior Esper on PTR. Yeah, totally was. It totally wasn't a weird glitch that allowed Moose to equip a side blade in place of a sword and swing it around. Totally wasn't a glitch at all. Yeah, no, you can totally play Esper Granox now.